Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today we visit China and Sister Kuang. After requiring many hours of hard labor and providing a near-starvation diet, the Chinese prison guards demanded that someone volunteer to clean the bathrooms daily. None of the women prisoners spoke up. Finally, Sister Kuang stepped forward and volunteered to do this despicable task. She saw it as the ultimate opportunity to share her faith with fellow prisoners whom she would otherwise never see. During her time in that prison, she led hundreds of women to Christ. Kuang's devotion was evident to all who knew her, but it came through much suffering. Before her imprisonment, she and her husband had volunteered to organize groups of evangelists who traveled around China, forming small house churches. When communist officials discovered Kuang's activities, they beat her 12-year-old son to death. Still, she refused to deny Christ and even continued to build the house church movement after her release. Finally, in 1974, the communists decided to make an example of Mother Kuang, as her church members now knew her. She was sentenced to life in prison, put in an underground cell with a bucket for sanitary needs, and fed only dirty rice. She was miraculously released after 10 years and always looked back on her prison time as a gift, a special opportunity to share the love of Christ with people who might never have heard otherwise. Colossians 3:17 says, "Whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Volunteerism is almost a professional occupation for some people. They volunteer at their children's school, assist with parent-teacher nights, help coach their children's soccer teams. Volunteering for the not-so-popular opportunities can be more of a challenge. Often the volunteer spirit is nowhere to be found. Nursing homes, orphanages, shelters are the last places many people want to spend their time. The smell, a depressing environment, or other discomforts drive them away. But where do you suppose Jesus would spend most of his time? Nearly any volunteer position involves necessary and admirable work, but listen carefully for the opportunities less traveled and with those less fortunate. Try being the first to volunteer the next time one comes your way. Well, if you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion, which is not free, email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 26th of March, 2023. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.